Visit whatsmypolitics.us. You're listening to What's My Politics, bringing you U.S. Civic Daily Scan, bills, housing, utilities, care, and voting in plain English. We'll cover what happened, why it matters, and what to watch next. Congress is back, with a vote expected on temporary funding that would keep federal programs running past the September 30th deadline. The biggest household-facing developments elsewhere are in public housing, nursing home oversight, utility bills, and election rules. Several items are still proposals or court fights, so they do not change people's rights or bills today. Here are today's headlines. Headline 1. House returns with temporary federal funding bill at the top of its list. The House returned on Monday, August 31st, after 5 weeks away. Its first major task is expected to be a vote on a Senate-passed short-term funding bill that would keep federal agencies operating into December instead of allowing funding to expire on September 30th. The House has not passed the Senate version yet, so it is not final. What to watch? Watch for the House vote this week, whether the House changes the Senate bill, and the final expiration date. If both chambers pass the same text, it goes to President Trump.
Headline 2. HUD gives public housing agencies broader options to redevelop or leave the public housing program. The Department of Housing and Urban Development issued updated guidance on August 28th for public housing authorities dealing with aging or financially troubled properties. The agency says the guidance makes it easier for authorities to modernize, demolish, sell, or shift qualifying properties to the Section 8 funding platform, where they may use private financing for redevelopment. Small authorities with 75 or fewer units can use a simpler process to reposition all of their properties. What to watch? Watch for local housing authority redevelopment plans, resident notices, and the detailed HUD guidance that determines which projects can use the expanded options.
Headline 3. Michigan Proof of Citizenship Ballot Proposal Goes to the State Supreme Court. The campaign behind a Michigan constitutional amendment requiring documentary proof of citizenship to register and adding photo ID rules asked the Michigan Supreme Court to put the question on the November ballot. The State Board of Canvassers had deadlocked 2-2 on August 24 after a state staff report estimated that the petition did not have enough valid signatures. The proposal is not on the ballot unless a court orders otherwise. What to watch? Michigan's ballot certification deadline is September 4. Watch for a fast ruling from the Michigan Supreme Court on whether the proposal can appear on the November 3rd ballot.
Headline 4. Michigan utility regulator asks lawmakers for changes aimed at lower electric bills. Michigan's Public Service Commission sent state lawmakers a set of recommendations intended to slow pressure on household energy bills. The ideas include moving away from yearly utility rate cases, tying utility earnings more closely to reliability and customer results, requiring more competitive bidding, and making large data centers cover the full costs they add to the grid. These are recommendations, not new rules or immediate rate cuts. What to watch? Watch whether the Michigan legislature introduces any of the commission's recommendations, especially rules on multi-year rate cases and data center cost recovery.
Headline 5. Wyoming opens review of Justice Department election monitor's conduct. Wyoming's Attorney General is reviewing the conduct of two Justice Department monitors who observed the August 18th primary in Laramie County. County officials said the monitors sought to interview voters, asked about poll worker training and voting equipment, and requested to examine tabulators. The Justice Department said it regularly monitors elections to enforce federal voting rights laws and promote compliance with those laws. No one is alleging that the monitoring changed the election result. What to watch? Watch for findings from Wyoming Attorney General Keith Kautz and any Justice Department response before November's general election.
Headline 6. Nursing home inspection changes are scheduled to begin in September. Medicare officials are scheduled to begin a new risk-based nursing home inspection system in September. About 12% of facilities are expected to qualify at first for a more focused standard inspection if they meet strict performance criteria, including a 5-star overall rating, no recent harm or poor quality citations, accurate reporting, and no recent ownership change. All facilities would still be surveyed at least every 15 months, and complaint investigations would still use the regular process. What to watch? Watch for the September launch. Which facilities receive the new designation on Medicare's Care Compare tool, and whether complaint findings or safety outcomes differ under the new system. Visit whatsmypolitics.us first. Save your research in a private account so your political profile, ballot work, representatives, and source links stay together. Now, back to the briefing.
That's today's briefing from whatsmypolitics.us. Follow the linked sources, verify updates with the Responsible Government Office, and make your own call. We'll see you tomorrow. whatsmypolitics.us, a smarter way to apply technology.